Now NASA realizes just how much Eden is prepared to gamble.
I haven't thought at all that Britain would do any attack against us, because it was clear that any attack against us would affect the British position all over the Arab countries and would mean the end of the British relations and influence in the Middle East.
As the bombs fall, a frightened Egyptian population rush to join civilian militias.
Most of us, the young people, decided that we're going to defend the country. We really didn't know what we're going to do because our training was very cursory. It included one clip of live ammunition. When we joined, the first thing they did was they gave us those cases of Kalashnikov rifles right out of the boxes with grease. And they said, okay, here is your rifle, you know.
This makeshift civilian army now waits for the arrival of British paratroopers.
You hear a lot of fire, people firing rifles and firing in the air. We didn't know everybody is a parachutist, you know. Any noise, you think somebody had just come from the sky. So it was a very, very tense moment, and we were scared.
But Cairo, where Talat Badrawi and other volunteers are waiting, is not the target for the British paratroop assault. Port Said, at the mouth of the canal, is where Britain will begin the reconquest of Egypt. After 5 days of aerial bombardment, 668 British paratroopers land in Port Said. The city quickly finds itself under occupation, but its population is determined not to give Eden the easy victory he has anticipated.
And then they landed. The British landed in Port Said. So, of course, we wanted to wipe them out.
All the people have arms and guns and machine guns. They shoot at the aeroplanes. And every Egyptian people are ready to sacrifice himself in order to defend his country.
As the resistance mobilizes, the British Prime Minister is insisting to the world that his actions are right, legal, and morally sound.
All my life, I've been a man of peace. Working for peace. Striving for peace. Negotiating for peace. And I'm still the same, with the same conviction, the same devotion to peace. But I'm utterly convinced that the action we have taken is right.
As Eden is speaking, Port Said is burning.
There were two streets, Abbas Street and Abadi Street. These were mainly slums of wooden huts. So they shot powder at these homes and they were all set ablaze. One could see so many homes burned from the start to the end of the street. These homes were all burned. I saw corpses down the streets that nobody could bury. And they brought small wagons, usually used to sell vegetables, and put six or seven corpses on every wagon to take them to the graveyard in order to be buried there. And I saw two corpses which were flattened to the ground altogether. They were crushed by tanks.
The war is barely a week old. Hundreds of Egyptian civilians have already been killed in the bombing campaign, and more die in the street fighting that follows. It is at this point that Eden hopes a terrified Egyptian population will rise up to overthrow Nasser.
They do not understand what Egypt is. They were completely wrong. The Egyptians were, all of them, were one heart behind Nasser.
When they feel a foreign threat, the people come together. And this is what happened exactly.
The Egyptian armed forces may be hopelessly outgunned, but Nasser and his government remain in Cairo. Plans are made to begin a guerrilla war should the army be overwhelmed.
A popular army to fight in the canals, in the streets, in the countryside, in the port.
We were hiding arms all over the villages, everywhere in Egypt, so that even if the troops, they came to invade Egypt, we will fight, we will resist.
And to prevent the British taking the canal, Nasser orders ships to be sunk and the canal blocked. Eden's invasion has succeeded in obstructing the very waterway he is trying to save. And that isn't the Prime Minister's only miscalculation. The Suez Crisis suddenly increases the temperature of the Cold War.